If you or a loved one has had thoughts of self-harm, please call the National Suicide Prevention Lifeline at 1-800-273-8255 or visit suicidepreventionlifeline.org.
Due to the graphic nature of this program, listener discretion is advised.
Suplex City Limits! Suplex City Limits! Suplex City Limits! Suplex City Limits!
One of the high points of global warming is that someday there won't be cunts with snowmobiles around here anymore.
And Tyler Bunch!
No, because I didn't watch any of his matches because he's fucking brown.
Suplex City Limits!
Welcome, thank you for downloading episode 267 of Suplex City Limits, recorded May 24th, 2020. Puff Puff Pass, it's your boy, the King of Bong Style, Jim Vicious, and he's the original Canadian Destroyer, my co-host.
My name is Tyler Fudge. That's all I got for you, so go fuck yourself.
Holy shit. Really burnt the midnight oil coming up with that one.
I've got my fingertips because I was burning the candle at both ends, right?
Yeah. Suplex City Limits available for listening where fine podcasts are found. You can follow me on the show Twitter at Suplex City Limit. Follow Tyler at The Federation. If you like the show, consider supporting us by picking up a t-shirt at Pro Wrestling Tees. You can use the code MEMORIAL for 20% off until Monday or Tuesday. So do that shit if you haven't bought a shirt or whatever. Get yourself a shout out. You can also get yourself a shout out by becoming a producer of the show like these bad motherfuckers. See Chris, he's not balding Spalding. Evil Evan, see Money. Dude, the returning Mizcast.
Oh.
Mizcast sent me a message on Patreon. And I'm going to read this for you. Oh,
Goddamn.
He says, who's the bitch saying he's Mizguy? I am OG Mizguy. The only Mizguy. Fucking popped me so hard.
Oh, we got a feud. We've got a few Buren. Oh, good.
He's talking about Mike the Miz Guy Norris, also a producer. The Roach Killer, Chris Savage. LPH, LaShawn Patrick Hamilton. He needs like a king gimmick, man, with that name.
Fantastic name.
Scary Terry Ansel. Caleb, you should see the size of his Oregon Field, Morgan Field. B-Rad Brad. Lucas Gucci Balducci. Plain Vanilla Martin Corns, our homies at the Smack It Down podcast. Check them out everywhere podcasts are found. They cover a lot of stuff we do not. Stardom, right now, I'm sure they'll have a ton of talk about the Hana Kimura situation.
Yes.
And so.
And we have a short clip from Viva La JD of Smack It Down podcast later on the show regarding Hana Kimura. So.
There you go. Also, Kick-Ass, Keith Martin, the Ricerone Jabroni, Ty Loney, and Jumpin' Jeremy Foltz this week on the show. But we watched Double or Nothing yesterday.
Yes, we did.
So we'll talk about that. We got top three, some news, a bunch of other shit. So we have waked, we have baked, and now it's time to talk pro wrestling. So let's kick it off with the week's top three.
Suplex City Limits.
Top three.
Suplex City Limits top three, our top three matches of the week. Let's jump into this shit. These are in no particular order.
No particular order.
I hid in my mouth that whole time.
But did you? Did you really?
Yeah.
I heard you making some noise.
Where do you want to start, man? Let's start at the beginning of the show, I guess, the casino ladder match.
Yeah, we might as well. We might as well go in chronological order because they're all from Double or Nothing. We've got the casino ladder match, which immediately starts off, and I'm immediately disappointed that Ray Phoenix is not in it. But hey, you know, seeing that tumble, my roommate was watching Dynamite off and on with me when I was on Wednesday. And when he seen Ray fall, he was like, "Oh, that guy's hurt." I was like, "Yeah."
Yeah,
he is.
I don't know what the fuck, man. Like, I'm going to do a double, you know, a double springboard flipping. I don't know. He just flat back. What's hurt on him? What did he hurt? His ribs or something?
Like, to me, he landed on his shoulder slash his hip. So
yeah,
anywhere in between his shoulder and hip could be hurt, I guess.
Jeez, man. That spot was ridiculous.
It was like, if it could have went off without a hitch, cool. You know what I mean? That would have been great. But at the same time, it didn't. I've heard arguments where, like, why didn't they catch him? And which is a valid argument. But then I've also heard the argument where at that point in time, so close to the apron, if you go to catch him, you could drive him into the apron as well. So if you know he's not going to hit the apron, you're probably better off letting him land splat.
Yeah, he didn't get the distance. He kind of went straight up in the air, you know?
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, we've seen those. You got the exact opposite thing with The Undertaker, actually. You know, Rey Fénix goes right straight up in the air. Undertaker just dives, nosedive down. So, I mean, the two opposite ends of the spectrum. One's weighted like a magnet.
Unless you've had a gym that you're at that has a ring, you know, that you're practicing in, you're not getting any reps on anything. So to go out there and just like, oh, yeah, I'm going to do this. You haven't had a match in how long? Fuck.
Yeah. Well, and then at the same time, Orange Cassidy went to do his dive, too, and he clips his legs off of the barricade. I mean, we've seen our friend from the Kingdom, TK Ryan. He broke his leg that way. So, I mean, it's dangerous shit.
What's her name? Statlander almost fucking killed herself on the dive on the show.
On the Dynamite show or on the Double or Nothing show?
On Double or Nothing.
Oh, yeah.
Overshot the shit out of it and launched herself head first into the guardrail.
We'll get to that later, I would imagine. Yeah. But yeah, no, the casino ladder match. What's your thoughts, Jim?
I thought it was fun. You know, there's some rough shit in there, but they had like a 10 pounds of shit in a 5 pound bag.
They definitely.
You know, Marco Stunt with the mini ladder. I just don't get mad at that kind of shit. You know, some people do get mad at it. It's whatever. But really, the main point of this is Brian Cage debuts, which we know and he's been signed for a long time. So here we go. But yeah. He's with Taz. Taz is managing him. How do you feel about all these old guys managing all the young guys? And it's not all, but it's a lot of them. And Cage is 36. So I don't mean young by age. I mean young new by, guys to the company. You know, you've got Arn with Cody. You've got Jake with Archer. You've got Tully with fucking Spears.
Yeah.
Kind of, sometimes.
I would imagine Tully just doesn't want to travel right now. That's why he's not there, and he's only represented by the penis shape on his underwear. Anyways, I got no real problem with it just because of the fact, like, that's traditionally how they've done it for a long time. Like, I know that, like, Bobby Heenan wasn't old in comparison to, like, Rick Rude and shit like that. But they came off as an older vibe just because, you know, they're guiding them where to go. Like, one good example is Freddie Blassie back in the day, Grand Wizard. Grand Wizard at least looked old to me back in the day. But, like, a lot of those, you know, Colonel Rob Parker is usually the more experienced veteran, really takes somebody under the wing and shows them the ropes. Now, my question to you is, what would you believe first? Some old dude that's been in the ring for 30 years or Jim Cornette, whose gimmick is that he's just got bought into the business. You know what I mean? Like, one went on to be one of the most fantastic managers ever. So, like, it's not the greatest argument. But at the same time, kayfabe-wise, it's more believable to have an old man than some fresh guy, if that makes any sense.
What kind of a manager is Taz going to be?
Well, I mean, that's the thing, right? Like, he's not much of a talker.
Yeah, everyone you know seems to think he's a talker, man. Where did that come from? When he's on commentary, he's fucking awful.
Well, yeah, and well, mostly he has his bright points if he's sparingly there. But Taz could cut a promo in ECW if there was no filter. You know what I mean? He didn't have to watch his language. People would pop when he'd throw a fuck in there. You know what I mean? Fuck the world title. You know, that was Taz's bread and butter. But I don't know. I don't see him being a great talker.
I'm not going to shit on it yet. At least they kind of worked this one in where Darby blew off Taz a couple of times over the last few weeks. So now Taz brings somebody in, but that's fine, I guess. But at least with Cage, they brought a guy in and pushed him up right away. Yeah. You know, with Archer, there's some people debating that with Archer, Brody Lee, that they brought those guys in. You know, they smashed a bunch of people, but they immediately lose the big match, you know.
Yeah, I mean, it's one thing to look at, but at the same time, Archer lost to Cody. There's no harm in losing to Cody. There's also no harm in losing to Moxley. Now, does it kind of change the momentum? Of course. Of course it does. But that argument works better when we're talking about the WWE. They'll build them up for a couple weeks. Then they'll throw them at the world title. They'll lose. And then they disappear in a month or so. You know what I mean? Relatively, in the grand scheme of things, disappear. Hopefully with AEW, they got a plan to rebuild these two guys because they're going to need it somewhat.
Yeah. They need to get this Impact stink off of Cage because I just see Cage. I just think of Impact. And he just got this Impact stink. Now, for a lot of people who don't know about that or really know that much about him or whatever, that's fine. But for me, he's got a stink, and he came right in, and he's in the world title. I'm just like, ugh. But as much as I do like him, which I'm a big fan. But
I will say was not a fan of the let's bury Brian Cage under all the junk. You know what I mean?
Oh, like, very WWE. I was waiting for him to do the burst, the burst spot where they all get on top. I almost did it. I was like, oh, they're going to fucking do it. Where they all get on top and then he bursts up. I'm like, oh god, I didn't do that.
Yeah, no, I'm glad that that didn't happen. But at the same time, you know, Darby Allin came off like $1 million in this match, just wrecking his body every which way to Sunday. You know, everybody else though, to me, by the numbers, the Luchasaurus didn't really become an afterthought for me in this match. Most of the guys, Orange Cassidy, really didn't, except for like his reaction to being told that he has to climb the ladder to win the match. Like, come on, that was gold. Who is the, we've all felt that disappointment.
When is it Darby Allin's time? When is that happening?
Honestly, I would hold off on it until you got some sort of fans in the building. Definitely.
A lot of people say that with a lot of things, but it's how long can you do that?
I think with Darby, you might be able
fans
to.
In the building.
I think Darby might be able to hold off on it, but I mean, like things like debuting the Revival and shit like that, you can't. You're gonna have to debut the Revival without a crowd, just like you've debuted Paige, Hardy, and Brody Lee. So, I don't know.
It's fucked up.
Yeah, it is. We've been like when this year started, looking forward to seeing what was to come. It wasn't this.
Yeah, I mean that's the thing. I don't think you can wait until there are people to debut people, because you don't know when that's going to happen, and it could be next year. I mean, it really could be next year.
Honestly, I would have Darby beat Cody for the TNT Championship. That's what I would do.
Yeah, yeah.
And that would springboard him a little bit, but I mean, that's still a few months away.
There you go. But overall, I thought this was a pretty fun match.
Yep, yep. Sloppy, but fun.
And then we have MJF versus Jungle Boy. Just a good classic, well done pro wrestling match.
Yeah. No, he did he send Wardlow away at the start of the match?
Ooh, now you're trying to.
I think he did.
Make me remember that. I don't know.
I think he did, and it was more of a like, I'll take this guy one on one kind of deal. It's just Jungle Boy. They had more of a classic style match where it's just. Both of these guys, you can't beat them. There's too much fighting spirit, if you would say, for the Purizu crowd. Yeah. So
yeah.
But you know, really good match. They both came off looking great.
Yeah, MJF steals the win. I think it's good, man. Really good. These two guys, they're with the Darby. They're the guys I'm waiting. You know, I know we have to wait a while. We have to get to where it's going to happen, but. I look forward to when these guys are the guys at the top of the show. Maybe not Jungle Boy. I don't know if I buy Jungle Boy as a,
I buy Jungle as a main eventer. No, but I mean, who's to say where this character goes? Jungle Boy is literally Well, this was given to him on his first indie show or something. Somebody gave him that name. I mean, like,
yeah, they shouldn't have brought him in that way, dude. When they brought him in that way, I thought it was kind of ridiculous. Well, Jungle Boy doesn't make any sense.
Yeah, yeah. Sure, he looks like Tarzan. He's got beautiful hair, but
it looks like he doesn't look like the real Tarzan. He looks like the fucking Disney one.
Yeah, that's true.
This looks like
now. Who's real Tarzan to you? Is it that like South African TV show? Big built blonde Tarzan with the monkey. You remember the TV show I'm talking about?
I never watched it. Dude, to me, Tarzan is the Tarzan from the old arcade game from the 80s, where in the first level you swing vine to vine. Starts off as like the caveman. Oh, and then you swing vine to vine in level one, and then level two, you go down underwater stabbing sharks. Motherfucker, stab.
I don't remember that game at all.
Hmm. Well, you weren't playing arcade games probably back then.
No. There was also very little in the way of arcades in my town.
Someone knows what I'm talking about.
We had the Royal Rumble pinball game, and we had Streets of Rage.
Mm.
That's what we had.
There you go. To me, that's who it is. But I don't know. Either way, I just thought this was good.
Yeah, no, it was a good classic match. That's really all there is to say about it. You know, there's no cheating. Really, relatively speaking, MJF gets the clean win over Jungle Boy. It's a win that MJF needs. You know, he's been gone for a while.
Yeah, this game, the arcade game, is called Jungle King.
Jungle King. So it's not even
came out in 1982.
Jungle King, hey?
Mm-hmm.
Jungle King. The Jungle King Enhanced Tales Episode 2. No, that can't be it.
No. Either way. It's very fucking mediocre, you know, by today's standards.
I'm just enthralled by finding a screenshot of this game. Okay, fair enough. That's not even Tarzan.
Huh?
Nothing. It looks more like a guy in a safari hat.
Didn't he do? You know, I felt like he was more Tarzan-like than that.
To me.
Now that you say it.
Are you looking at a screenshot of it?
Oh, yeah, it does do the... See, he does that at the beginning. Oh, yeah. He looks like Tarzan, doesn't he? Yeah, in the first level he does. He's got a fucking loincloth on.
Well, the one I'm looking at is a guy in a hard hat. So I don't know.
No, you're looking. I don't know. You're at the wrong shit. We've gotten sidetracked.
The one I was looking at was an Atari game.
No. Yeah, we're talking about a Taito 1982 arcade game. Anyway, also in the top three this week, the Stadium Stampede match.
You mean Stadium Arcadium fucking match?
God damn it. I thought it was really fun. It was over the top. There's a lot of nonsense. Like, if you don't like nonsense,
this is not for you.
But that Money in the Bank was nonsense, and I hated almost everything about it. But this, I like most everything. So
this was done much better than the Money in the Bank. Not everything was a gag so much. You know, like, there's some great little bits in there where, like, everything Sammy Guevara, man, getting chased by the horse, you know, like, all everything, dude, is so good. It's so good.
Sammy Guevara is easily fucking up and coming of the year, man.
Hopefully this, like, because he's done a lot of comedic relief. Hopefully he doesn't get straddled with that, you know what I mean, and be known as the comedic relief guy. But
yeah, I don't know. I thought it was fun. There's a million different things, references in here that you could talk about, but
so
the Matt Hardy changing, you know, into multiple versions in the pool.
Yes.
So the thing I thought about, I was like, oh, the water in this pool must be from the Lake of Reincarnation. And then Excalibur says as much, and I was like, holy shit.
They got it all covered, dude.
I'm like, everybody's high right now, aren't they? We're all high. I'm not the only one. Right before it started, dude, I ate nachos within inches of my fucking life, dude.
I ate edibles.
Dude, I was I felt like my threw my back out yesterday, so my back is out. And then I was as full as you've ever been in your whole fucking
couldn't
life.
Move. And if you want, you barely breathe.
I was gonna fucking die.
You know what? That may be a good way to go out. Watching stadium stampede with a belly full of nachos, buddy.
And so many nachos. But yeah, I thought this match was super fun. Even they did the border when he was OG Matt Hardy, and they put up on
Matt,
the screen.
The Matt Facts. I liked how Santino and Ortiz sold the Matt Facts. Like they look over at it and they like, so tongue in cheek, so fun.
That's just it, man. You know, it's at some point. I don't know. I guess you like what you like, but when you give in to it and you don't get mad about dumb shit like this, you just have fun. And that's the whole point for this. I felt like I needed this show when I was watching it. I was like, man, I haven't sat and watched a wrestling show, you know, in a fucking evening like this in a long time. I watch the Wednesday shows, you know, quick through later at night, but on like a Saturday night, big show that I'm excited to watch. It's been a long time.
It has. Well, for me, it's been, I don't know, was it Revolution? And that wasn't even that big of a show. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Like, but there's nothing else happening. There's no New Japan. There's no. You know, WWE is fucking retards, garbage. According to Tom Segura.
And he's not wrong, though, guys. He's not wrong.
We should have a fucking drop of that.
Just have it as the opening of every episode.
Yeah, I wasn't actually sure if we were able to criticize anything anymore, but I
what I'll be double or nothing or like
just anything in general anymore.
Oh, I mean, I don't. I will.
Yeah, I'm just fucking around. Criticize. Well, what else you got on this, man?
I mean,
there's so much. It's like fuck.
I thought that the one-winged angel by Kenny Omega onto Sammy Guevara, even though it was a crash pad. I mean, you got to do it with a crash pad. I mean, he would kill him if it was actual floor. I thought that despite using a crash pad, the sheer drop of how far they went was still just like oddifying, you know what I mean? Just how long it took him to get down there.
You're throwing some crazy ass fucking English out today, man. What did I say? Audifying?
I don't know what the word would be. Yeah, you're right. That's really odd.
Oh, man. I just let a lot of them go by, and I
think
just feel
it's
like
inspiring. I think that's
when you say things goofy that like I don't say anything, but I feel like me and the listeners kind of like look over each other and we're like,
you know? Dad's drunk again.
Yeah, because like earlier you said something was straddled with it instead of saddled. That made me fucking laugh.
Straddled with
so when everyone else hears that shit, just know I'm looking over at all of you and we're sharing a glance. But yeah, I mean, it doesn't matter if there's a crash pad, you know, there's a thing.
I don't think so.
Like,
you know,
would you like it more if he did it onto the ground or something? No. You know, like, gives a
you know, like we all watch Canyon just do a flat back bump off of the cage onto the ramp.
Was well done. Whatever they put in there was.
It was well done. But like at the same time, you know, you look at the difference between Mick Foley going off the Hell in a Cell and somebody else now with a crash pad. There's really no difference other than the fact that you knew Mick Foley almost died there.
How did they ever let him fucking do that shit?
I don't know. He should.
How do you let him do that?
Like one should look at something like that and be like, no, Mick, no.
Yeah, you can't fucking do that. That's crazy. But yeah, there's a million spots in here. You don't need to reference them all. If you haven't seen it, you should watch it.
Yeah,
it's super fun.
Go your way to watch it. This was in my opinion, the best match of the night. It might have been the best. Sorry, go for it.
No, just the rolling.
The 100 yard. Yeah, that was just as soon as he did it once, I was like, I hope they keep cutting back and he's closer and closer to the touchdown. I really hope so. But yeah, no, it was fun.
What do you think about it? No, you were saying. I'm sorry, I interrupted
you. I think it was probably one of the better cinematic ones they've done all year. Like anybody's done all year, I would put it up there with Firefly Funhouse and the Undertaker one.
I mean, the Undertaker one was way ahead of the Firefly Funhouse.
Oh yeah. Yeah. Different strokes for different folks, bro.
That's fucking good. So other things on this card. We want to talk about.
I will say some things I could have done without, like Penelope Ford and Chris Statlander.
I thought it was a pretty good match, actually. Like all things considered,
but like, I don't know. They just didn't seem to me to be on the same page. Whereas, like, I thought not to jump ahead, but like I thought the Hikaru Shida and Nyla Rose match was much better. That's my opinion.
Yeah, I thought they all theirs were pretty good. The beginning, you know, the kickoff match was rough.
I didn't
Private
watch
Party
that.
Private Party just looked rusty. You know, they're trying everything. They're trying all this. They're trying to be the Young Bucks.
Yeah.
But they're not the Young Bucks, you know?
Yeah.
And it wasn't that great.
No, I never heard
the guest challenge. Yeah. What else do we have, man? The Cody Lance Archer match.
Yeah, I mean, that title's fucking ugly as sin.
I guess it's not done yet. But
yeah, I don't care if it's done. It's still red. It's
whoever. Gross. First off, I don't know what would mean make the person working on it not be able to work on it. I mean, Corona, I understand, but why couldn't you still
gold
do that? I don't get it.
Yeah, I don't know.
So even if that's not the case, I'd find somebody else. I'd be like, if you're not going to be able to do it by then, we're going to get somebody else to finish it. I'm sorry, but that's just like what it is. So that was weird to have this belt. I'm like, oh, it's for this belt. Here it is, but it's not finished.
Yeah.
Okay.
To me,
looks like shit now.
To me, it didn't matter what you did. If you're going to come out with a red title, it's going to be ugly. That's my opinion. Well, like, I know they're looking at the old TV title, but I mean, come on.
Yeah, it's a play on the old NWA TV title.
Yeah,
and you know, that's a cool looking belt. So
it is a cool looking belt, but I mean, like right now, that belt had was a lot of detail. You know what I mean? It didn't look like a flat fucking penny on a leather strap. I don't give a fuck if you gold plate. It's just going to turn from a penny to a fucking loony. You know, it still looks like a coin on a goddamn belt.
I thought this was similar to the 24/7 level of shit.
Yeah. Belt. Yeah. It's similar to the outcry of the Universal title and the red title. It's just too. It stands out.
I wouldn't
out
do
too
a
much.
Red title right now for me.
No.
You know?
WWE has two of them. You do not need both. To add another red. Doesn't the NWA have a mid-card title, too, that's red? Is it not the TV title?
Oh, it could be. Who knows? I don't know. I don't watch that. I don't watch NWA, do you?
I don't either. But, like, I mean, it's to be said. I got to check now.
To be said?
To be fair.
I don't know. Either way. I thought this was a pretty good match. It's overbooked. A lot of Cody shit's overbooked.
Yeah.
They can't help themselves.
I didn't like the ending. I thought that was a little stupid.
What, Mike Tyson?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. It's whatever.
They do have the TV title. And guess what? They were smart enough to be like, no, we're going to give it a black strap.
Yeah, I mean, I would even be for a green. There are some classic belts with green straps that are pretty nice. You know, maybe you go that direction. I don't fucking know.
Yeah, to me, I don't know. The NWA belt for NWA Power, it's black on the front, red on the back. So they kind of like, you know, just kept the thing still there, but it's not for front and center. So.
Can you explain to me this? So Dustin Rhodes and Sean Spears, I was glad that they got it over quick because I didn't care about it and I didn't really want to see it. Can you explain to me why Tully's face is on the penis of his underwear?
I would explain it in keeping his thoughtful manager close to his keeping him close to his mind on his main mind.
I just don't understand what the fuck that's supposed to be.
It's a gag that probably was. I don't know if it wasn't a inside gag to Tully, then I don't know. You know what I mean? It makes no sense.
That guy is a fucking. You know, they kind of tried with him at first. They're like, oh yeah, maybe we're gonna do something with this guy. He's just fucking box him up, dude. He's done.
Yeah, put him
this
away.
This has made that guy a complete fucking joke. You know, yeah. I don't know. You might as well just tell Tully to stay home. Don't even bother, dude.
Yeah, we got nothing for you, bro.
I know, cause don't bother coming back. We killed this fucking guy.
Yep.
So that's stupid.
This shouldn't have happened either in a show that was 3 hours and 40 minutes. Could have done without this bullshit.
The lady happened to walk by at that point, and she was like, why is he spanking that guy? Like, why is that dude's ass out? I'm like, it's a very good question. It's a very good fucking question. And I don't have an answer to.
No, wish I did. Both of us.
Wow.
Knee deep in the weed.
My pipe's pretty
off the rail.
My pipe's pretty dirty. So I mean I gotta like really go for it.
Mine's dirty too. I gotta give mine a good clean. It's starting to get all sorts of tacky.
Yeah. Hikaru Shida, the official spokesperson for Hikaru Barbecue Jellyfish Dicks in Japan. She wins, and I was all in for it, man. I was like, man, I want her to win. I don't think it's going to happen, but... And then she did. I was very happy with that.
Me too.
Because fuck that Nyla Rose run. That was...
It was short and exactly the way I wanted it. You know what I mean?
I'm glad it was over. I just can't with Nyla Rose, man. The shit... Even in this match, I thought, her, you know, Shida looks great, and she looks not great. All the shit she does looks very fake, and it's like she has to pull back because she knows she's strong enough to fucking knock these girls' heads off. You know?
Yeah.
So she's holding back the whole time, and you can see she's really holding back the whole time. So I don't know. I'm glad it's off her and Shida. But again, what is Shida? You know?
Yeah.
She's just a Japanese girl. She doesn't really speak English. She doesn't really have a character, does she? I mean...
They haven't really done a good job presenting a character for her. She can speak English quite well for not, you know, knowing the whole language. At least she can practice what she's going to say and make it legible and not like Nakamura with a mouthful of marbles. but she at least got that going for her. She needs to come up with some kind of character instead of the girl that goes around. But like, this match is all predicated on the fact that Nyla Rose stole her kendo stick. You know what I mean? It's like this, you know, you can come up with something better than this. I know that you didn't have much time, but at the same time, you know, maybe you should have some ideas in the bag to use.
Yeah, that's pretty shitty. But we'll see where this goes. You know, Shida's champion. I would imagine it goes towards leading to Britt Baker becoming champion because she should be the champion.
Yeah.
Even though she's not very good in the ring, her character is the most leaps memorable. And bounds ahead of everybody.
Yes. Britt Baker is the woman right now.
I think that's where we're going. You know, go to Shida and Baker becoming champion.
Yeah. And then, yeah, from there, who knows?
First champ will be great, man.
Yeah.
It's just a shitty, fucking uptight cunt, fucking with the belt. Oh, that's pretty good.
Yeah, I mean it's fuck them.
I think she's got a better character than most women in wrestling. Period.
Oh yeah, and hopefully within the next like 8 to 9 months, she can keep that momentum going because she won't be able to do it on TV.
Only other thing here, that injury was dumb too. Let's throw Nyla Rose on top of her. Yeah. Okay, why?
Yeah, who was it that threw her? It was Chris Statlander and Shida, right?
I guess.
Yeah, let's take really the remember. Greenest girl we got and Chris Statlander and throw this fucking 230-pound meat fucking bucket onto fucking Britt Baker.
Meat bucket. The fuck? Oh man! And then the final match on there, Moxley and Brody Lee.
Yeah, I mean, if there was a crowd, this match would have been pretty good. It was much better than that CZW match that circulated.
Yeah. I think they did a lot of the shit that those guys wanted and didn't get.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. As soon as I seen that, was it a power bomb or a running lager bomb? What was the move that went through the ramp?
Paradigm shift.
Yeah. It was a little scary there. And it was when Brody Lee got up, I was like, oh fuck.
When Moxley came out, I was waiting for the back of his head to be fucked up.
Yeah.
Cause I was like, did he clip his head? It really looked like he clipped his head going in. I'm like, man.
Yeah, no.
But I thought it was pretty fun, actually. The only real problem with it is I just don't give a fuck about Brody Lee at all. Like, at all.
Yeah. If Brody Lee wasn't immediately into the main event, that would be fine. Like, Brody Lee debuted in when? March? Was it?
Not that long ago. Yeah, maybe March. I have no idea.
So let's say he debuted the middle of March. It was a couple weeks after everything lockdown, so maybe the end of March. So he debuted then. He immediately gets a title shot. Brian Cage debuts tonight, and he's immediately getting a title shot. I mean,
yeah.
It seems to me like maybe this wasn't their plan the whole time, but since this whole pandemic has hit, shit's changed, and they're really taking the course.
Where have you seen this before?
Yeah, right?
Yeah.
I mean, the Hogan era. Let's just get people and feed them to Hulk.
I think it makes me think mostly of TNA.
Yeah. Yeah.
But at least here, that's like actual, you know, people of merit. It's not just shit bags coming in.
Yeah, like fucking Tyson Tomko.
Right. Well. So, yeah, I thought it was pretty good. I don't know what they're going to do with that Brody Lee character. I don't think there's anything they're going to be able to do to save it with me. I just don't like it.
Don't push him to the main event unless something catches. You know what I mean? Like, the Dark Order can be a thing, go around, fuck with some fucking lower card dudes, and go from there.
Yeah,
do it Brody Lee and Cody. You know, you can even do it for, you know, a TV title at some point in time. See if that works. If that works, maybe bring him up a little bit more. But I don't know.
You haven't had Evil Uno because I'm sure he's in Canada.
Well, and Steve and the other Grayson, one, they're both in Canada. Yeah, kind of hard to leave.
The border's closed.
Yeah, to non-essential travel or something like that.
Yeah, so. I don't know. Overall, that was a really fun show. I was happy to have a show to watch on Saturday night. Very good.
Yeah, no, it was, despite being up till 4 o'clock in the morning watching, because I didn't watch it live. But yeah, no, it was good.
That's crazy. I watched it live. Let's keep moving. There's a bunch of news to get into this week, so let's take a look at it.
This week in the news. Death. That's it. That's all that happened. There you go, Jim. That's the news. Wrapped up.
Done. I'm Jim Vicious, and this is news to me and you and everyone. It's like, what am I supposed to do with that? Okay. No, it was definitely, let's get it out of the way so we can go back to, you know, having fun and making fun of nonsense and making dick jokes. Let's not prolong
this any longer.
Yeah, how do you say Shad's last name? I apologize.
Gasparn.
Dies at 39 by drowning in the fucking ocean. It was crazy, man.
Yeah.
It was a crazy situation. He had lifeguards save his son. So, like, that's... Dude, that just kind of tells you what kind of guy that guy was. Very fucking...
Yeah. Yeah, and then the last anybody seen of him, a big wave crashed down, and he was gone. So, obviously, he got pushed underwater, carried by the current under the water, and when he came up, nobody knew where he was.
Yeah, that's crazy. Thoughts, to his family. That's awful. I don't know, dude. people fucking with the oceans and shit. You crazy, man. There's sharks out there and stuff.
Wait, yeah, wait. No, I got no interest in that whatsoever.
I might go into the ocean up to my waist, my knees, maybe. Yeah, fuck that shit.
That's about it. I'm not wading around like a fucking Bob and Ice Cube for some fucking gigantic prehistoric creature to come tickle my feet. No, fuck that noise, dude. Like, I'm from a place that was on the coast, right? Like, it was not a everyday occurrence that you knew a shark was in the water, but like they would be caught. You know what I mean? Like, sharks would be caught every now and then. Big whales. You know, like, we had a beluga whale show up one time. People swam with the beluga whale. They would go and grab hold of his fin, and he would go and dive with them and come back. Like, in my opinion, like, you're fucking crazy to be doing that. You know what I mean? Like, like, all that motherfucker has to do is grab you by the feet, and he can bring you down to the depths of that fucking ocean, dude. And you could die.
Crazy.
I just don't get it.
I used to swim in rivers and lakes and shit growing up. But then, you know, even as more of an adult, but then I got really baked and watched River Monsters, and like, will not fucking ever go in any lake or river or any water. Fuck that shit.
Like, I will say, here in Canada, we're quite lucky. There is no real river monster. But yeah, no, I've watched some of those episodes, man. I've watched them all, actually. I don't know who I'm trying to kid here. They're all freaky. They're all scary. It's terrifying. Like, especially that one with the big teeth, the big scaly motherfucker. Whew.
That's a much fuck fish. But yeah, so just a terrible story. You know, I guess they're going to do a fundraiser. They were looking to get 100,000. They got over that.
Yeah.
But Cena, I think, donated, you know, 40,000. Undercover Cena.
Yeah, yeah. CTC, the Crown Time C Nation.
Yeah. A bunch of people went on there. Chris Jericho. And...
yeah. No, it's, when you're a good dude, you're a good dude. You know what I mean? Like, it's people recognize it. From all accounts I've ever heard, he was a good dude. We've had JTG on the show before. He was a good dude.
How bizarre was that?
How bizarre was that, right? And like, you got to keep JTG in your thoughts, too. They were thick as thieves, right?
So, I represent JTG, and if you're interested in having him on the show to talk about his new... sure. You have no idea what this is, but okay, sure.
Yeah, but hey.
Oh, man. So, and then we got to get into... the other awful story of the week, Hana Kimura passes away at the age of 22 due to suicide. Just terrible. What do we have? Should we play the thing from JD?
Yeah, we might as well. Our resident StarCast expert.
He actually didn't meet her and stuff, too, when he was in Japan. He went to a Stardom show. He met her and all that stuff. So, yeah, let's see what he has to say.
Hey guys, I don't even know where to start here. I was going to be coming on here and friggin' talking about Erase's retirement, but given the circumstances of what happened yesterday, that's not important right now. Hana Kimura, age 22, one of the unit leaders and potential biggest star in friggin' Stardom's future, decided to take her own life because of some stupid friggin' incident that got escalated because of goddamn reality TV. Put this in context for you. There is a show called Terrace House, and Hana was put on there to try to attract more people to Stardom. And for the most part, it worked. But earlier this year, after Wrestle Kingdom, because Hana was one of the people from that card, one of the people in the house decided to wash her wrestling attire that she wore at the Dome and ruined it. Now, given the fact this is reality TV and you need to pop a rating, of course things escalated and it didn't paint either of them in a very positive light. But for whatever reason, the fans of the show decided Hana was to blame. Now, whether it's because she was half Indonesian, which doesn't make her full Japanese, and as we all freaking know, all Asians that aren't pure blood end up getting treated like crap growing up, because Japan is a very xenophobic country. Skip ahead a few months. We are now where we are. For weeks or months or nobody, I guess if you want to go digging, which I'm not going to do, really knows, Hana's been receiving messages from people of fans of Terra's House, if that's what you want to call them, saying that, hey, you should disappear. Life would be so much better if you weren't around. Maybe you should go kill yourself. And she did. And it's freaking tragic. I don't know what to say. Like, she was going to be a huge star in the industry. Like, Stardom had already put a lot of freaking support behind her. They gave her a friggin' faction. They gave her pretty much the world when she signed with them last year. It's freaking tragic. And this is all because of some stupid friggin' reality TV show and a bunch of trolls on the internet telling her to kill herself. So, I don't know what you want me to say, guys. Like, in the words of Jim, be excellent to each other. And in the words of Progress, don't be a dick. Jim and Tyler, thank you for having me on here. I needed to say my piece on this matter. I know that I got a little bit ranty, but it's unforgivable. This is just, it's tragic.
And unfortunately, it's one of those friggin' situations on the internet where people hide behind a goddamn keyboard, and it's like, hey, I can say whatever I want here because nobody knows who I am. Well, it turns out it does actually affect people, and there's this huge friggin' snowball that's just going to get bigger and bigger and bigger because it's going to affect more than one person when somebody actually goes out of their way and does something like this. When I met her earlier this year at Corican Hall, it was post-show, and I didn't sign up for her meet and greet or anything. She was kind of on her way out. I said hey to her, and she said hey back. Like, she went out of her way to make me feel special, and that's just the kind of person she was. She was freaking awesome. Peace out, guys.
All right. Thanks to JD. Very well done. Very fucking well done, sir.
That's me clapping, not beating off, I swear.
Oh fuck. So yeah, I mean, you know, he pretty much said it right there. You know, that is a two there's this debate, right? So, because we do say a lot of crazy shit about people on this show.
Yeah.
But
it's never,
you know, you never say like, anything like that, you know. I think that's the difference. Also on Twitter, dude, like, people, I never tweet negative shit to anybody. You know, no. I never tweet like, oh, this guy fucking is terrible or this or that, really. I don't know. It's one of those things, too. You know, yes, people shouldn't do that. Obviously, they shouldn't. But also, you know, I mean, she's 22, I guess. Yeah, it's so hard to say, man. It's just a terrible thing. So I guess at the end of the day, I just we always say be excellent to each other.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, but we also do, we have to identify that, too. I have to think about that, right? So we do. You know, I was going last week on Dana Brooke and Carmella looking like fucking robots and all this shit, and, you know, seeing sex dolls with more personality or more life in their eyes than them. But I don't know, you know, is that.
But you're not actually directly.
Well, nobody knows about it except for here, right? That's why I do it on the show and not on Twitter and shit. Make jokes about people. They're never going to know.
And when really can you not make, you know, like, what constitutes the fact that, you know, you can't joke at all anymore? You know what I mean? Like,
trust me, our numbers are not growing. We've stagnated to the group of people that we have, and that's fucking,
yeah,
it.
Like, we are the WWE.
Yeah, we have, dude. We have hit the rock bottom of, yeah, the core people who are gonna do it, and that's it. So they're never gonna hear it, so I think it's okay. But we also would never say that to somebody.
No.
Because, you know, we've both been affected by that in our lives. You know, I have way too many friends who've committed suicide.
Yeah.
So that's why we start the show the way we do with, you know, with that message. So it's something we take very seriously, too. But what are you going to do? I don't know. It's terrible.
Yeah. Yeah.
And, it's terrible. The thing, and I thought it was interesting. Talk about the xenophobia of Japan, right?
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, we can say it, but it's not like it's insanely different outside of, you know what I mean?
Like, well, it's a different deal because Japan
there's racism everywhere. I know xenophobia is not quite under the same umbrella, but it is.
Yeah, well, it's a different deal because our countries are melting pots, right? You know, yeah. a lot of the people listening too, whether that's the UK, whether that's, you know, wherever. Maybe not Austria, or I don't, because we have an Austrian listener. I don't know. I guess there's probably just Austrian folks there. Maybe not anymore, because there's a lot of Muslim people who've moved in all over the, you know, all over Europe. But anyway, it's a different deal. It's hard for me to understand because everybody there's Japanese. That's it.
For the most part.
You know? So she got a lot of shit, as a lot of people fucking do, if you're half any something else, you know? And yeah. That's crazy, dude.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
It is.
You know? It's, and it's like she's half Indonesian, you know? I mean, damn it.
Yeah.
But just a fucking a beautiful girl, too. And just, you know, every time you see anything I saw about her, it's like... She just had that thing. I don't know. There's something about Japanese girls, right? I don't know what it is.
They've got like
a Western glow. As a Western man, there's just something about them, right?
Yeah, they're great. I don't know. The circumstance too, like hydrogen sulfide. Like that's how.
I didn't even know how
she ingested hydrogen sulfide, which.
Jeez.
In my line of business, hydrogen sulfide is better known as H2S, and yeah. It's a poisonous gas that's let off by drilling into the Earth's core and stuff like that. And Jesus. Like, it can kill you. And if you breathe in pure H2S, like you're dead, like just like that, you're done.
And she had posted earlier in the day two pictures, like self harm pictures on Twitter, which is like two. Yeah. This is crazy too. So, I mean, there's just a lot going on there and it's terrible. So, you know, at the least you like to think, well, you know, maybe this is going to make people be, but it's not,
no,
you know,
no,
with anything not. These days, like I said, you know, nothing is learned, nothing is gained. It's an unfortunate way to look at things, but it's, I believe how it is.
Yeah.
We never, no. You know, I'm like, oh, maybe this pandemic will bring us all together. No.
It would be a good feel-good moment for Hallmark and celebrities for their promotional videos. And all the telephone companies going to tell you, we're here for you. You can talk to your family because of us. Don't forget, we love you. But here's your telephone bill.
Yeah, we're in this together, but here's your bill.
But if you don't pay your bill, you're out.
We're family, but if you don't pay your shit, we're going to turn it off. Yeah.
So...
Unfortunately, with all the tragedies of man these days, nothing is learned, nothing is gained.
No, you got a select few people that will learn something, you know, but other than that, no.
I have people who look like they want to fight me because I'm wearing a mask in a fucking drugstore. Sorry, bro.
It's the world we live in now, and that's just some of the things you gotta live with, you know.
So back to making jokes.
Yes, thank God.
Van Hammer.
Van Hammer.
That isn't even really funny, but sentenced in his DUI case from January.
Oh, what did he get? What did he get?
Let's see. He's got a 1-year suspension of his driver's license, 1-year probation. So he got 1-year probation, huh?
So he got a slap in the wrist.
Yeah, and an interlock device placed on his vehicle. I don't know what that means.
That's the blow box.
So that'll be after a year when he's allowed to drive again?
Yeah, you'll have to have that in for probably like a year or so.
Yeah, the 60-year-old Van Hammer struck a 5-year-old boy who was riding a bike with his father on Sunday, January 26th. The boy was thrown onto the hood of Hammer's car. Why is that like we laugh? I don't know.
If the kid didn't die, you can laugh at it, really.
Yeah, the kid did have a road rash, internal injuries. How the fuck, man? It's just like, when I was a little kid, dude, I was hit by one of the worst pro wrestlers of all time.
Metal Van Hammer.
Yeah. I was hit by the epitome of, like, looks-only wrestlers.
Yeah.
He was driving 58 and a 35.
Fair enough. He hit
the boy when his bike veered into the street. Well, fuck, I mean, the kid's bike shouldn't veer in the street. Let's fucking put that kid on trial.
If he wasn't doing 58 and a 35.
Did you blood test the kid? Did anybody give that kid a breathalyzer?
Was he on opioids?
I don't know. He's had several traffic violations. He had a 1985 DUI in Texas, a 2004 DUI in Georgia. So, yeah.
Well, I mean, you know, big space in between those DUIs.
I bet he didn't drive drunk at all during between those.
Never. He's actually pretty good at it, I'd say.
No shit, right? You only get busted for it every 20 years. You made it 20 years driving drunk fucking all the time.
Yeah, like, good on you, buddy. You did good. You're lucky. I mean, this
he only now hit something.
Right? That we know of.
You know?
That we know of.
35 years after
plenty missing
his
people out there. You know, so.
Yeah. So from the time of his first DUI, 35 years of drunk driving before he hit a kid.
That's pretty, fuck, man. There's pitchers out there that don't have the good records as that, and they only live for like 9 years for their career. This guy here, 35 years driving drunk, buddy, boom, all star.
Oh boy. Moving on from that, Drew Gulak has parted ways with WWE. Allegedly, he wanted more money. They're like, nah.
Yeah, well, I mean, like, you can't blame them. They've been throwing money at everybody else. So it's like,
yeah, now's a bad time, dude.
Yeah.
If they would have re-signed him to a bigger deal like 6 months ago, they would have fired him when they fired the rest of these people. I guarantee it.
Probably.
Some of the people who survived that are just beyond me. How did Bo Dallas survive that?
Right? Right?
When's the last time you saw that guy?
You haven't. That's the thing. He's been gone for what seems like forever.
They just feel like they have to pay him, and they have some deal with him. And they sent Rotunda home, but he will be back, allegedly.
Allegedly.
So he had the Dark Side of the Ring, Owen Hart, that was this week. We kind of forget to talk about the last couple, but...
Yeah, I mean, but they're sad, you know? On top of everything else this week, yeah. Also had to hold back tears watching Jim Cornette cry. Like that, fuck, man, guys. Like, Jim Cornette might be a heartless son of a bitch, but motherfucker, yeah, right. When you go 30 years and never shed a tear and all of a sudden you do, it's like, oh, buddy, you got me.
You're locked up at home and shit and like this whole week and you have to watch the Owen Hart shit and then Chad and, Hana Kimura, like, goddamn, man.
Yeah, you had to throw Owen in, too, and all this. Yeah, thanks, guys. Yeah. Fuck.
Somebody keep an eye on the newly re-signed Ric Flair. Sign a new talent contract. Holy shit. They're still...
Oh, man. Ric Flair and Undertaker now 15 years. This is mind-boggling.
It's like the... Trailer Park Boys thing is like, how about I pay you $100 to fuck off? That's pretty much what they did with Ric Flair. I pay you $100 to fuck off. See, maybe he's gonna sue. He's like, I'm gonna fucking sue. The Becky Lynch is using the man.
Yeah.
Come on, Rick. Yeah, no, stop paying for people's bar tabs. Get your fucking shit together.
Yeah, like, she's not gonna fuck you, Rick.
But yeah. Just merely made, you know, showed once again how the WWE's dog shit. And Jerry McDivitt. Holy fuck, that guy.
Oh, yeah, no. Can't fuck him. Like, he might be able to get them out of so much stuff. But even Jeremy McDivitt couldn't get him out of this.
Oh, my God. He says, we were basically trying to find out what happened that night. Martha was not even remotely interested in finding out what happened that night. She just wanted to use it as a vehicle to beat up a business that she didn't like her husband was in, the wrestling business. Holy fuck, dude. Yeah. What a piece of shit. Yeah. And I was glad she finally got her chance. Man.
Yeah, me too.
Good for her.
Me too. Like, I've never been in the boat, the pro Martha boat before until lately. You know, like... The Jericho interview and then watching this episode and say, okay, well, you know what? It is, to me, what seems to be a very coherent story. I understand every reasoning she has for the decisions. So I was like, yeah, it makes sense.
She doesn't owe you shit, dude. She doesn't owe anybody shit.
She doesn't.
She already fucking gave up her husband for you. Fuck off.
Yeah. Yeah. There's nothing else needed.
Yeah, so I was actually happy for her. I know that I think we have talked shit on her before.
Yeah, so, I'm sure we have. Everybody has. That's the thing, because she's never corrected. Spoke out.
Yeah, stand corrected on that.
Yeah. Well, I mean, at some point in time, too, because you got the whole Hart family saying that she's a piece of shit, basically. You know what I mean? And so you kind of believe it, but then you come to realize, you know, most of them are pieces of shit themselves. Yeah, but
I don't know. You got any other news, really?
Not that I am completely aware of. No.
There's like that whole CZW thing this week, but fuck.
Yeah, what was that all about? Like, I know it was the let's all fucking beat up on DJ Hyde, which I mean, deserving nonetheless. if all this is true, but like what
CZW
happened?
They did they had done some compilation videos of CZW shit, so they were like these pay per view deals or whatever. So April's was named CZW Girls Hair Pulling Cat Fights. June's was called CZW Girls Top Heavy and Tough. And all these chicks are like, what? I don't remember you having rights to fucking sell this shit, you know, or whatever. But and it just turned into like, fuck DJ Hyde and yeah. Bring out all the shit about him. And that was pretty fun.
Yeah, no, it was. I liked a bunch of the stories. It's very entertaining. Very entertaining way to spend an afternoon.
Yeah, exactly. What else you got to do?
Yeah, yeah.
So, yeah, that was pretty good. But yeah, as far as news, I don't know. I don't really have anything else.
No, I don't think so. I think that was it for the news, sir. I think you tapped it all on the head. Don't need any more news this weekend. We've had enough of it.
Had enough of it. What's going down on the Federation, dude?
Originally, we were going to be doing ECW. What's it called? Born to be Wired. But due to not being able to find a good rip of the show, and the alternative was giving Rob Feinstein $10 to watch it. And that's not going to happen. I'm not giving Rob Feinstein money. So he can go and fucking build up Chris Hansen's career more. No, man, I'm good. We decided to change it up and do the first Federation double feature show. And that's basically where it's kind of like Ringside with Jim kind of stole it a little bit. And just take two matches.
God damn it.
Well, I tweaked it, though. I tweaked it. And I says, you know, you got two matches. They both have something in common. This one was Terry Funk. So it's the Terry Funk double feature show. So it's Terry Funk versus Sabu in a barbed wire match. And it's Terry Funk versus Onita in that no rope exploding barbed wire time bomb death match.
That's awesome.
So there's two of those instead of doing Born Rewired, and yeah.
So well, if I get to come on there and do an episode, then I'll call it even.
I was just gonna say is like that's something Jim would be all for, you know, because it's not gonna be shit, you know, garbage wrestling. You watch.
I am gonna be on Trox's podcast. We're recording tomorrow. So.
Oh, nice. What are you guys gonna talk about? North Dakota life.
I guess we're going to talk about music and my like 25 years and 20 years in music.
That's fair.
Playing shows and shit like that. So
fucking pussy.
I don't know if they're going to play some of the music. That'd be awesome if they did, but we'll see. I don't know. We're going to talk about shit and it'll be a good time.
Hey, you know, I've went on there. I've talked about shit and it is a good time. I can confirm.
Dude, this reminds me. Did you ever hear? Did the Highmarks thing ever come out?
I don't think it did.
I just recorded this whole thing, and one of you fuckers messaging me.
I had curved. I had lowered the curve of people's expectations of me being stupid by fucking plowing through the geography questions. You know, like
Well, we'll see. We'll have to find out about that.
I need people to know I'm smart. My ego is fragile, Jim.
Yeah. I don't know what else there is, really. I ain't really got anything else.
No, no. No, I mean, like, how long has this been, Jim? Are we jipping everybody? Oh, no.
They're not. Doesn't tell me how long it is.
We're an hour and 2 minutes in.
Well, there's no time limits on this show.
There isn't.
There's
no, we can't pass an hour, though, so that's all really we're obliged to do.
Not the show itself.
The show itself? Like this episode? We're past an hour.
Oh, I thought you mean like the whole recording.
Oh, no. The show itself is 1 minute, 1 hour and 3 minutes.
And there's no time limit. Sometimes it's an hour, sometimes it's longer. I don't know. I have nothing else to talk about, really.
I don't either. Double or nothing. Thumbs up for a no arena show.
There's some dumb shit coming up. NXT, they've done this whole cruiserweight tournament. And of course, there's a three-way coming up.
Yeah.
That's funny. Yeah. Braun Strowman, the champion, will be taking on Miz and Morrison at whatever pay-per-view is next. I have no idea why.
Yeah, and nobody cares at all.
AJ Styles was traded to SmackDown, I guess.
I don't know. AJ Styles found out about it, I don't know, some weird way. And he's like, what?
Yeah, I don't have anything to say. Nope. There is no Japan, New Japan. AEW, we're there. WWE is just fucking awful.
Yeah, not going to watch it.
No, never. NXT is, I don't know, testing my patience.
Yeah. It's. I'd rather be doing other things, really.
Playing SnowRunner?
Yeah.
Playing our new Jacksons?
Your new Jacksons?
Yeah, new Jackson guitars that we bought.
Oh, yeah. We're the Young Bucks.
I guess we are. So, yeah. I'm starting to fucking learn shit on there. My playing is progressing. It's good.
Oh, you've gotten yours in your hands now, hey?
What do you mean? Yeah, I received it. Yeah, a couple weeks ago.
Oh fuck! I expected 2 weeks ago. Like the length that I waited. I waited like a month.
This is America, son. This is America. I ordered it on Tuesday morning and got it by Friday.
Fuck you!
That's how we roll. 2 days shipping.
It's fucking stupid.
Free 2 days shipping.
Fuck you! Yeah, leave me alone. I'm done. I'm not editing this episode. Edit yourself.
Fuck. Nothing to edit, really.
There isn't. It's just like cut the front, cut the end, boom.
There you go. Yeah, I'd say call it. Fuck, I got nothing else. Sorry. I feel like we're forgetting something, but I don't know.
But yeah, well, man, I'm stoned. I forget a lot of things. So
there you go. As always, we thank you for listening, supporting the show, interacting on Twitter, all that shit. We'll be back next week to recap, I don't know, whatever horrible, tragic week happens. And until then, may you get all the dick and or pussy you desire. Remember, a winner is you, and be excellent to each other.